Welcome to a WSFI special presentation with your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special live episode of WSFI Spotlight from the Catholic Marketing Network trade show in Schaumburg, Illinois. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and today I am honored to be joined here by Brian Kennelly. Brian Kennelly is the author of their brand new release at Tan Publishing, To the Heights. It's a novel based on the life of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. So thank you so much, Brian, for joining me here today on WSFI Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Wonderful. So, Brian, you also work for the company and have written this book. Would you just tell me a little bit about what was the inspiration and genesis of this project?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually wrote a book called Two Statues for St. Benedict Press and Tan Books a couple years ago. And through the experience of that book, they called me back about a year later and said that they wanted to start doing historical fiction novels on some of the saints, especially modern saints. And Pier Giorgio, of course, is still blessed at this point, but he is one of the most popular up-and-coming saints. And so anyway, so they said, do a little research on him. So I spent about 6-9 months. I read every book there was on him. One thing about Pier Giorgio is that, you know, there is a fair amount out there on them, but not like there is on St. Patrick or Thomas More or somebody like that. There's only 7, 8, 9, 10 books and a documentary or two. So I spent a lot of time studying him and really fell in love with him after that and started writing the book. And right in the middle of writing this book, they actually called me about a sales position. So now that I work for the company, there's definitely a conflict of interest of which books I push to customers. So it's been kind of a strange experience, but it's also been fun because not many authors get to be on the, you know, designing the cover and picking the font and seeing it come in the warehouse. That was really a blessing to be on both sides of it. Really,
yeah, truly an intimate experience with the publishing process.
Very much so. Yeah.
Very cool. So what was this research like? You said you to spend a lot of time researching Pier Giorgio Frassati. So maybe just tell me a little bit about what that research was like. Was it like writing a historical fiction or versus a nonfiction book?
Right. It's a very specific way to go about it. I don't know if anyone is listening who might be thinking about writing historical fiction, but at least the way I did it, I read, 6, 7, 8 books on them. I watched a couple documentaries, and I basically just took incredible amount of notes. All the way down from where was he born, what was his dad's name, factual information like that. I divided it into different, outlines, and then all the way down to the episodes of his life, where he, preached outside of church or something. There's all these famous episodes that from his life where he did amazing things and deeds. And I just had this outline, and then that was the tedious kind of hard part. But the really hard part is then you have to weave it into a story, and you have to have dialogue, and you have to have, it has to flow, it has to be engaging. But it was a little bit different for me because I had only written fiction up to this point, and I couldn't say that Pier Giorgio went to the moon because he didn't go to the moon. You have to stay within the confines of his life, and you have to be true to who he is, and you have to be sensitive to the fact that he's a saint. It's very hard to write and speak for a person who's a saint. It's kind of presumptuous to think that a sinner like me could speak for Pier Giorgio, but I kind of got over that. I was worried about it at first, but I said, if this is a way that people can learn about him, especially young people, since he's so inspirational for young people, they can read it through the medium of a story rather than, a biography. I hope it's a little bit more engaging in that way.
Wonderful. Tell me what's your favorite part of the book?
Well,
if you can,
there are a lot. I hate to say this, but I'm not really spoiling anything here. But he did die young. He died at 24. He contracted polio from the people that he worked with, sick people and poor people. He actually contracted it. This might sound a little morbid, but the parts that I read about his death were very powerful for me. And when I spent, when you write a book, it becomes a part of you, and part of his life was a lot of fun and a lot of adventures, mountain climbing and all that kind of stuff. But when I got to the end, that was where it really got emotional for me, and to write the scene where he where he went to meet the Lord was a very emotional scene for me. I remember being awake at like 2 a.m. writing it, and so that part was really the most powerful part. I don't know if that was the most favorite part, but that part where he passed away, and he really, at his funeral, there were actually thousands of people in the street His family came out, and there were thousands of people, all the sick people that he had helped, and that writing that scene was really just a lot of fun.
That's incredible. So, what's the target audience for this book? Obviously, you talked a lot about the young people. Pier Giorgio Frassati died young, but can you tell me maybe just a little bit about the target audience for this book?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the main target audience is probably, you know, 12, 13 and up to about 25 or so. That would be, there's no reason a 40-year-old mom of three couldn't read this and get something out of it and really fall in love with Pier Giorgio, but he was definitely a very inspirational saint to young people, young men in particular, since he was such a manly saint, you know, mountain climber, athlete, you know, he had girlfriends, he smoked cigars, he was just a really cool young man. So that was sort of the target audience that I tried to market this for. I think there's one other novel out there by him that's written for like 5 and 6 year olds. I definitely didn't want to do that because then when I got to his death scene, I felt like I would have to compromise and, you know, I wanted to be able to tell the true power of his story, including his suffering. So the target audience is definitely, you know, teenagers, young adults, but certainly, you know, adults out there, especially adults with children that age who want to, you know, if they want to read it first and pass it on to their kids. I think it could be a very helpful book. He's just a very tangible saint. You know, he wasn't a hermit, he wasn't a monk, he wasn't a priest. He was just a guy. And you know, that, like I said, for me, writing about him, that was what was so attractive about writing about him, was that he was just a regular guy. Just happened to be super holy.
And he's down to earth, down to earth.
Very much, yeah.
So tell me what, obviously it's evident that you have a relationship with Pier Giorgio Frassati after writing this book. I can just hear it in your voice. So would you be able to just maybe tell the listeners out there what Pier Giorgio Frassati has meant to you, and what do you want readers to take away from this book when they think about this beloved and young man?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, there's probably some confusion with non-Catholics about what we do with the saints. You know, we're not worshiping them, obviously, but I think the main word that comes to mind is they inspire us. They're a good example. And, you know, when you read about, I've kind of already touched on this, but when you read about, you know, St. Francis or Padre Pio or something, you think, well, that's great, but, you know, I don't have the stigmata. You know, so this Pier Giorgio is just much more tangible, much more, you know, he's there. Just specifically, one thing he's done for me is I cannot pass a homeless person now without stopping to try and help him, because he spent half of his life dedicated to the homeless. So every time I pass a homeless person, I feel Pier Giorgio kind of hovering over me, almost challenging me. You know, I know you're on your way to work, but why not stop and help that guy? So he's very inspirational. I hope he'll inspire anybody else who can read the book.
Wow, what an incredible experience. Maybe can you just tell me how people can get their hands on the book?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the book is published by Tan Books, which is you know, one of our imprints, which is under St. Benedict Press. You can go to tanbooks.com. We're hoping it'll be in some Barnes & Nobles. Obviously, it'll be on Amazon. And then, more importantly, it'll be in all these great Catholic bookstores that are visiting today. Definitely go out. If you have a Catholic bookstore in your area, definitely go out and support them. So it'll be pretty much anywhere you want to get it, you'll be able to get it.
Well, thank you so much, Brian, for joining me here on WSFI Spotlight, live from the Catholic Marketing Network here in Schaumburg, Illinois. This has been WSFI Spotlight with Brian Kenley. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and we'll be right back right after this short break here on WSFI Catholic Radio, 88.5 FM. Thank you for listening to this special presentation from WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about WSFI, please visit www.wsfiradio.org. Or, to donate to WSFI, please send your tax-deductible donation to P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Again, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Thank you.